Hey, this is me of meandtheboyfriend.com. Today is Wednesday, June 23rd, 2010. And I said I would podcast again this week, and I am. Now, I do have several things I want to talk about, but today is the, well, people are starting to get their iPhone 4s early, and there's been this craziness on the internet with all kinds of things, like the display is having issues, once you hold the iPhone around, you know, the metal band around the iPhone, it ruins the reception of your phone, and there's all these things flying around on the internet because several people got their iPhones 2 days early, so they've already had unboxing videos and pictures and all kinds of stuff. So it's a very interesting thing going on with the iPhone 4. I'm glad I'm not getting it right away, though, because that's just too much stuff to have to deal with, I think. Now, I was following the Twitters, and it looks like Miss Princess Holly is getting hers tomorrow, I think. Well, tomorrow is the actual day when they release it in the stores and so forth, so we'll see how crazy it is tomorrow. And there's already lines. People are starting. Well, actually, they've already started lines. Some guy's been sitting in line for a couple days already. And the deal about the white iPhone, it's not going to be released until the second half of July, which means the end of the month. What else? I don't know. Just I've been following this all day today with all these different crazy things on the internet about the iPhone 4. One thing I thought was really interesting is on Mac Rumors, I saw this post that says iPhone 4 is faster than 3GS and slower than the iPad in early benchmarks. I don't know what the speed thing, they have all these numbers on here, I don't know what that means. But isn't that cool? The iPad is faster than the iPhone iPhone 4. I don't know, interesting. So anyway, I've just been following that today and watching and reading and the craziness that's going on with that. I am quickly clicking through all my Mac sites to see if there is something I am missing. And no, I don't think so. Oh, here's one. Glass back of iPhone 4 review unit collects incredibly minor scratches, which means instantly you can see the tiny little scratches on the glass back of the iPhone 4. Huh, interesting. Anyway, so that's the craziness going on with the iPhone 4 today. Of course, that's not the only thing going on. There's been lots of other things going on. For example, in D.C., McChrystal was, I don't know if he was fired or if he quit. It says he that Obama accepted his resignation, but was that, you know, after the meeting that they had and, you know, was he forced out? Well, you know, that crazy article, I'm going to keep using the word crazy too much. The article in the Rolling Stone magazine with him and his different people who work with him saying certain things about the Obama administration, what I would want to fire the guy too. So McChrystal's out and Petraeus is back in as the leader of the army or whatever forces in Afghanistan, I should say. I don't know that I really care about that. I want them to get out of Afghanistan and Iraq, period. I'm done with this whole war. Oh, I just got an email. Click. Oh, and by the way, I am totally behind in email. I have gotten, oh my God, it's like ballooned this week. Earlier this week I said I had 27. Oh my God, it has shot to over 100 different emails of different people who are emailing me and asking what happened, and then we get into a conversation and email, and I totally am behind. So if you have not heard back from me, I will get back to you very soon. I know I have one string of emails going with La 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 Lauren. She is working on a new logo for my new website. I mean, my new podcast. So we're close to finalizing what it will look like. So I know that's going on. And then a lot of people are asking about what happened and stuff like that. So I will get back to you. I promise. For those of you who have not figured it out yet, I have moved to the email address me at meandtheboyfriend.com. If you're still using the old one, it will work. That's fine, but eventually move it over to the other one. So, anyway, getting back to what I was talking about, things that are happening in the world today. The U.S. beat who did they beat today at the last minute? I don't even know. Who did they beat? Well, it says, okay, here, let's click on this. Landon Donovan's last-minute goal saves the U.S. from what, though? Well, that was a big deal at work today. People had the TV on there watching the, oh, no, I don't want to play that video. No, thank you. I just want, who were they playing against? That's what I don't know. Does it really matter? I don't know. I'm not following this World Cup thing, but other people seem to be interested in it, and I have absolutely no interest in the World Cup. So I don't know. U.S. gets it. We get to advance one more level in the World Cup or something. I don't know. They got one score today. I'm sure many of you who listen are soccer followers, but I really could care less. There were two, not two, but there was one. No, there were actually two interesting court cases settled today. One was the $1 billion copyright infringement that Viacom had filed against YouTube. And after a three-year battle, Judge Lewis Stanton of the U.S. District Court of the Southern District Court of New York ruled in favor of Google, which owns YouTube, saying a safe harbor in the Digital Millennium Copyright Act protected the search giant because the firm immediately took down videos owned by Viacom when the clips were discovered. Which I think totally makes sense, because what Viacom was suing them for, saying that Google, YouTube, let people post Viacom's videos without, the copyright infringement thing. But this judge found that Google, once they found out that they were on the site, they quickly removed them, so that they were not they weren't breaking the copyright. Well, it's the Digital Millennium Copyright Act of 1998, so. Excuse me. Anyway, I thought that was an interesting case. And then the other one I saw on Huffington Post, which, it kind of makes me mad. It's the, well, I mentioned this actually a couple, I don't know if it was a couple years ago or what, but now I already lost the frickin', no, here it is. A couple years ago, I think it was a couple years ago, or maybe it was just last year, I don't know. But the city of Philadelphia was trying to evict the Boy Scouts, a local chapter of the Boy Scouts, from a city-owned building, which they had free rent on since 1928, because the city has I should read this here. The city has a new ordinance. I can't find where this is. I'm just going to tell you. The city had a new ordinance protecting let me read this. The city had insisted that nonprofits given free use of its property must abide by local anti-discrimination laws, which include equal protection for gays. But the jury, this was a jury, not a judge, this was a jury, but the jury found the city's reason violated the local Scout Council's First Amendment rights. I don't know how that could be possible. We do hope that eventually National Boy Scouts of America will change its mind, but at this point, the Cradle of Liberty is still obligated to follow its policy, said Foreman Merrill Arbogast, 40, of Reinholds, whatever, who is a trucker and a former Eagle Scout. That was one of the jury foremen. In the lawsuit, the Scouts had sought an injunction barring the city from evicting them or charging $200,000 a year in rent on their stately Beaux Arts headquarters building. While the verdict gives weight to their request, the judge did not immediately issue the ban. Instead, he told jurors the city's anti-discrimination policy is principled and said he hoped the two honorable institutions could work something out. However, I doubt it. Anyway, so the Boy Scouts can keep discriminating against the gays and continue to have their free rent from the city of Philadelphia on one of their buildings, which sucks. That is an institution that I am 100% against, the Boy Scouts of America, and I have been for quite a while. That absolutely sucks that they are able to discriminate against us and still get free shit from the city. I think that's, well, according now to the stupid, the idiots, jurors on the case. So Yeah, so those are the court cases from today. Now let's see, what else is going on with me around here? Tomorrow is my last day at school. And then my summer begins, and I can't wait. And the summer obviously has already begun because it was, well, when I got in my car today, I don't know if you saw that little video on the website, but when I got in my car today, it was 98 degrees. Yeah. And that totally reminds me of something else I want to talk about. About the website, I have tried to start this website using HTML5 code, which I can embed audio and video with just a simple audio tag or video tag, and it makes things so much easier. But I'm finding that many people are incapable of seeing the video or hearing the podcast because their browser has not been updated to accept HTML5 code. Arthur last night on the Twitter was helping me by telling me all the different browsers that do not work with HTML5, which really sucks because I really love the HTML5 code. It was so easy to put it just an open audio tag, and then you put the what it is and that you want controls, and then a closed audio tag. It's like, boom, that's it. So I'm going to have to go back to adding a download link for the podcast and probably a download link for the videos too, which I really don't want to do that because I like how the video is just embedded right there on the page. There's no opening another window or anything like that. So I wish these browsers would just get up to speed. But I got 7 comments on the video, and Matthew from Spanky Bear Arthur wants to know that says, so do we just call you me now? Yes, you just call me me now, Matthew. Jay says, I can't figure it out, but yours is the only podcast that won't sync to my iPod when you do a video. I can watch it on my PC through iTunes, but never on my touch. Any ideas? Yes, I have an idea, Jay, because I do not make a version of it available that can be played on your iPod touch. For example, when you go to iTunes and you download the video, it's downloading an MOV file instead of an MP4 or M4P file, because I don't want to have to do a completely separate file, and I don't think I'm going to have to if everybody's browser was up to speed on HTML5, or something like that. There's some reason why, but in any case, when I used to do these before, I would put one version of it on the website and a completely different version in the feed that would be picked up by iTunes for you to see, and I just don't want to go through doing that anymore. So I'm only going to be posting one version of the video. I know John Ong hates it, but you know what? People are able to see it on their iPad because that accepts the HTML5 code. Actually, Michael Perry says it. He says right here in the comments, the video looks great on my iPad. I was able to view it on 3G, too. Very cool. And I wrote back to Jay and Malpusant on there. So that's the thing with the video, but I will add a link to each of the podcasts to download the actual file separately so you can do that. I don't know if you even noticed the website, but the page got much wider because I wanted to include the full 640 by 480 video, so I widened my page to make the video fit on there. Yeah, anyway. What else was that about? I can't think if there was something else I was going to tell you. Oh, I'm still working on the links on the side. If you have a link and it's not up on my sidebar, send me an email and I will add it there. I have no problem. I will add as many links as I need to have all my me friends on there. So just let me know. What else? Oh, yeah, tomorrow night, no group show, which is Thursday night, because the boyfriend and I are going to a concert. We're going to see Natalie Cole, and you know what? It's supposed to be 100 degrees here tomorrow, and oh my God, I hope it's not 100 degrees, because I will absolutely die. I'm going to die anyway. I sweat like a pig. So, yeah. What else? I keep thinking there's something else I need to tell you. Oh, let me check the email, because maybe there was some issues in email. Oh my gosh, I know what it is. I have a voicemail. Shit, let me go download that voicemail. I got a Google voicemail number under the new shit. I have to sign out from this one and go into. I got new Google accounts for the Me and the Boyfriend site. I should just do this later. I shouldn't do this while I'm trying to podcast, because you know I'm going to spell it wrong, as I just did. Oh, excuse me. Oh, God, I guess I'm doing that at gmail.com. So anyway, I set up a new Gmail account for Me and the Boyfriend, and, of course, with that, you now get the Google Voice, the Google Reader, all that stuff. I haven't checked on the Buzz forever. I don't even know who this is from. I'm going to have to download this and insert this. Oops, I don't want to play right now.
Hi.
Oops, I don't want that to play. I'm going to download this, and I'm just going to insert this. And actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pause my little iPod Nano here, and then I will come back to and tell you who this is. It'll be just 1 second, so here we go.
Hi, me. Oh, that's kind of weird. Like, I feel like I'm talking to myself. This is Jay, the Haunt Cub, calling from the Delawares. And I just wanted to be amongst the first to call your new line. Just wanted to say hi. Oh, and there goes an over and head announcement because I'm at work. I wanted to say welcome back to the interwebs. Glad to see you. And the only good thing about the change in the site is that now I don't have to worry too much about pulling it up at work. So I guess that's a good thing. Anyway, have a good one. I'll be listening. Sorry you're not having a group show this week. I'll miss it, but hope you guys have a good time at the concert. Take it easy. Bye.
Okay, now I know who the message was from. It was from Jay Haunt Club, and he was wanting to be one of the first callers on the new voice line and talking about the group show and other things about pulling the website up at work. You can pull that website up at work because it's going to be rated G. You will not have to worry about seeing naked pictures on that website, so do that, you know, anytime you want, Jay. And thank you for the message. I appreciate you calling. I encourage others to call the voice line, too. And you know, it is 1-202-649-0175. And I, of course, will play your message on the podcast. All right, well, boys and girls, this is my last reminder that we will be back on Friday night live on Pride48.com at, not 7:30. We are on at 10 p.m. Friday night, and we actually will appear pretty early on in the pink carpet show that Larry Vader and Big Fatty are doing on Pride 48. They're doing the pre-show. It goes the pre-show, which the boyfriend and I will be on, and then the opening show with Arthur and Daniel, and then Big Fatty, and then we come on at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Pride48.com. And you know what? Here's something else. There's also we're going to be on another time. Well, not we. The boyfriend will be in bed. But there was a time slot open from 8 to 10 a.m. on Sunday morning, but I can't do that whole 2 hours. So Big Fatty, myself, and Michael from QCast Connection will be doing a chat show Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. And we would love it if you would tune in to listen to the three of us. Because, first of all, we haven't had Big Fatty on a group show in a very long time. And Michael from QCast Connection hasn't been on the show for like a year. So you have to come and tune in and listen to them live. Of course, I'm going to get up at like 7:30 in the morning and be sitting here drinking my apple juice while we are podcasting. And the boyfriend will be dead asleep, I'm sure. But and Big Fatty wants me to call him like 10 minutes before to make sure he's awake. Anyway, it's going to be so much fun this weekend. I cannot wait. So please tune in to Pride48.com. I will be recording both shows and posting them at some point. At first I said I wasn't going to, but I will post them. So pay attention for that. Anyway, boys and girls, have a great rest of the week. But please come back live on Pride 48 on Friday night at 10 p.m. to listen to the boyfriend and I, and I'm sure at that point we will have had a couple bottles of wine. All right, that is all for today. Until next time, bye.